Hippie Radio 94.5. This is Ronnie Lake. Coming up this Sunday, big concert at the Skirmerhorn Symphony Center. It's the Righteous Brothers. And on the phone with me right now is the most righteous of the brothers, Bill Medley. Bill, how are you today?
Well, I'm not righteous, but I'm okay.
Well, I think you're right.
I'm feeling good.
Well, good to hear. Good to hear. Let me just ask you a few questions here. When did the Righteous Brothers first perform as a duo or get together as a duo?
Well, we actually, Bobby and I first started singing together probably in 62. And then we recorded a song that became kind of a West Coast hit that I wrote, Little Latin Loopy Lou. And then in about 64, 65, we recorded Love and Feeling. But we started out in a group called the Paramours, and then when we went to record Little Latin Loopy Lou, it was just the two of us, so that's when we became the Righteous Brothers.
And the rest is history. Now, how did you get the name the Righteous Brothers?
Well, we were... Both Bobby and I were from Orange County, Southern California, out there where Disneyland is, and it was real white back then. And but there was a Marine base, El Toro Marine base there, and a lot of the black Marines. And this was before we were the Righteous Brothers. They, the black Marines, heard that there was these two white guys down at the club singing rhythm and blues, and so they started coming down, and they had a saying that if they liked something, they would call it righteous. If you had a real nice car, they'd say, boy, what a righteous car. And if they liked you as a friend, they would call you a brother. So a lot of times in the club, they'd say, hey, righteous brother, how you doing? Which meant, hey, good friend. So when we recorded Loopy Lou, we needed a name, and I think it was Bobby that came up. He said, we ought to use the name that the Marines have been calling us. And we wish they would have called us the Beatles, but they called us the Righteous Brothers.
Well, it's done well for you all of these years since 1962. Now, I was reading a little bit earlier today about Love and Feeling, and that was a song that came out of the Braille Building in New York. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I think Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil, who wrote the song, I think they were still in the Braille Building then, them, Carole King, and... a lot of great writers, and yeah, it was a Brill Building thing, and Phil Spector wanted to produce this, and he called our record company and asked if we wanted Phil to do a record with Phil, and we said yeah, and he called Barry and Cynthia and said, I'm going to record the Righteous Brothers, write a song. And before that, we had just been singing rhythm and blues and kind of hard rock and roll. And they wrote Love and Feeling, which, thank God.
Absolutely.
It kind of took us off on a different path.
Absolutely. What came next? Was it Soul and Inspiration or Ebb Tide? Or what came after Love and Feeling?
Well, it was a song called Just Once in My Life, written by Carole King. It went to number 8 or 9, but it kind of got lost in the shadow of Love and Feeling. And then I think Unchained Melody, Phil Spector put Unchained Melody on the B side of the song that he produced, and I produced Unchained Melody because I would produce the albums and Phil would produce the singles. And for some reason, God bless the disc jockeys, they flipped it over and played Unchained Melody, and it just became a big hit. And then Ebb Tide was kind of the natural follow-up to that. And then we left Phil Spector, and we went with MGM, and I produced Soul and Inspiration.
Another great song. Another great song for the Righteous Brothers. Now, on you know, you all have had some times when you've kind of taken a break, is that right, over the years and gotten back together and things like that?
Yeah, we, in 68, you know, music started changing quite a bit. You know, the hippie thing was coming in and this and that, and music was just changing a lot. And I had started out as a singer-songwriter, so I kind of thought that, well, we probably ran our course, so I wanted to go back and kind of finish up my dream of being a singer-songwriter, and so I left in 68, and that didn't work. So I came back. We came back in 74 and had a hit song with Rock and Roll Heaven. But then in 76, my ex-wife had passed away, and we had a 10-year-old son. So I didn't leave the Righteous Brothers. I just wanted to take some time off to get my son and I on our feet, because I was a single parent.
Sure.
And then we kind of went back in 1980 and kind of stayed together. And then they put Love and Feeling and Top Gun. I did a song, I've Had the Time of My Life, for Dirty Dancing, and then they put Unchained Melody and Ghost, and we were back hotter than ever. And so we worked from about 1990 to 93 for 13 years to 2003 when Bobby passed away.
Now, 2016, is that when Bucky joined you?
Yeah. Yeah, we were both working in Branson, Missouri. And I had had a lot of friends trying to encourage me to reform the Righteous Brothers, to keep the, you know, people wanting to hear that music and this and that. And I wasn't very interested in doing that, to tell you the truth. I mean, Bobby had been gone for about 13 years, but I went in to see my friend Bucky, which we'd been friends from 06, and I went in, and he was doing a couple of Journey songs in his show, and he just killed him. And I said, holy mackerel, I mean, I knew he could sing great. I just didn't know he could get up there and do those songs. And I said, well, if I was going to reform the Righteous Brothers, this would be the guy to do it, for two reasons. He's a great singer, and he was influenced by Bobby Hatfield a great deal. And but probably as important of all of it is that we were really good friends. And I knew that we would make good partners.
And that's worked out well for you, too. So things throughout your career have fallen into place. Now, the show is coming up.
Yeah, I've landed.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to say I've landed on my feet a few times.
The show is coming up Sunday at the Skirmerhorn Symphony Center. What are we going to see? What's going to happen when the curtain goes up?
Well, we're going to do all the Righteous Brothers songs, you know, all the hits, everything we can think of. And we just have a lot of fun doing it. You know, We're pretty much front room, you know, like living room performers. We involve the audience. I don't mean we get them singing and stuff, but we have a lot of fun, and we both have good sense of humor. But when we do the songs, we do them as about as serious as possible, and we carry a great band. I think it's four horns, three girls, and four rhythm sections, so we can do those songs and do them correctly. But it's a good show. I can guarantee you they'll walk out and say, boy, I wasn't expecting that. I was just expecting to hear the songs. So they'll have a good time.
Well, that sounds great. I appreciate you taking the time to call us today. And you can buy tickets to the show at NashvilleSymphony.org. Still on sale. The Righteous Brothers, Sunday night, September the 15th. 8 o'clock is showtime. And I would encourage everybody to go to the show. Bill, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you very much.